You have your Bible and turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. If you want to stand honored reading of God's Word, verse number 1. He says, not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory, for I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body or out, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one called up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was called up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. For such an one will I glory. Yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool. For I will say the truth, but now forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I will pleasure in infirmities and in reproaches and necessities, in persecutions and distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I want to preach this evening to God be my help on no excuses. No excuses. As we see Paul, and he's writing here, and Paul has been in some unspeakable experiences. He's got a peek over into paradise, and he saw things, praise God. And he said, it was so unreal. He said, I don't know if I was in the body or out of the body. He said, I'm not even really sure it's me, but said, I know, praise God, what I saw. He said, it was unspeakable things, praise God, in the magnificence of God. He said, I saw these things. He said, of such a one will I glory. Praise God. He's talking about that person, whether it was him or someone else. He said, praise God. I thank for what they saw. I thank for what I got to see. He said, in the visions and the revelations, the revealings of God to me. He said, what a blessing it's been. He said, I've got a little peek into glory. God Almighty loved me enough that he reached down to where I was, even though I am as I am, and brought me unto him, brought me closer to him, pulled me up. Hey, praise God. I just wonder tonight, praise God, if Paul maybe was going through the Molly Grubs. Maybe he has felt a little sorry for himself. Maybe he was just a little bit downtrodden. He needed just a little extra something from the portals of glory. And God reached down to where he was. Praise God, and he got a hold of him. And he lived the, well, glory. And he lifted him up in them great big arms of grace and mercy and love. Praise God, pulled him unto himself. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, what Paul talking about? I'm talking about the love of God. He got to see the magnificence of God Almighty. Amen. The magnificence of God. Paradise is all about the magnificence of God. It's about the glory of God. It's about the presence of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Preeminent in everything. But Paul says, I don't know. He said, of such a one will I glory. He said, not of myself. I will not glory. But now watch this. He said, but in mine infirmities. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, said, it's not in me. He said, I'm just going to glory in my infirmities. Amen? He said, in my weakness and lack of strength, praise God, I just want to pause here, praise God, and say how we are without excuse, because Paul had an abundance of infirmities. But he said, praise God, listen, whether young or old, it don't matter. Paul said, I'm just going to glory in my infirmities. Amen. Praise God. Now the teachers of old teach us about Paul. Amen. And the infirmities he had, the infirmities that he may have. And it's been conjectured that Paul's thorn in his flesh was a chronic disease. It caused problems with his eyesight. It caused problems with his physical body. He had a lot of bodily weakness. And maybe even a repulsive appearance. Amen. That's what Paul was dealing with. And we get up of a morning and we have a little ache or a pain and we say, oh, I can't go to church today because I have, of all these infirmities, I won't say praise God. There's no excuse. Praise the Lord, because if you've got your infirmities, thank God that we can fill them. Praise God. Thank God that God's there for us. Thank God He's there to bless us. Hey, praise God, without Him, you wouldn't make it through them. But I'm glad, praise God, Brother Kevin, and we got a God that promised He'd be there with us even in our infirmity, so that we have no excuse. Praise God for just drawing closer to the Lord. Listen, the more infirmities you have, the older you get, the sicker you get. Praise God, we just ought to draw closer to the Lord. Amen. Just get a little closer every day. The worse I feel, praise God, the closer I get to Jesus. Amen. Because I need Him more. Amen. I realize that Paul said, hey, listen, hey, he said, I'm not going to be a fool. Praise God, I know who I am. And I'm not going to glory in what I know. I'm not going to glory, praise God, in none of that. I'm just going to glory in my infirmities, praise God, because of my weakness, praise God, my infirmities, my lack of strength. Praise God, it's far exceeded by the power of God. Amen. We have a powerful Lord tonight, youngins. We've got a God that loves us and cares for us, there to help us. We're without excuse. Amen. Praise God. He said, but now I forbear, verse 6, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. He said, at least I should be exalted above measure. Amen. You think about it. Oh, Paul said, I got these issues in my flesh, these infirmities, these weaknesses, all these problems that I have. But praise God, I put that aside and I just praise God for it because of those. Praise God, when I go bringing the revelations of God, the revealings from heaven, praise God. Paul said, hey, listen, because of my infirmities, Brother Jeff, he said, the people ain't looking at me. He said, they're looking at Him and they're seeing, praise God, what He can do. Amen. Praise God, amen, praise the Lord. Amen. We think we're weak, we think we have problems in this old flesh, in this old life, in this old body, praise God, and we do, but praise the Lord, we are just trusting in the good God of heaven and just keep pressing on just a little further, day by day, for His glory. Amen. He got this, amen. He's got this, He don't need, praise God, He has everything we need. He knows exactly who we are. He knows exactly where we are. Amen. Praise God. He said, at least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, that I should be exalted above measure. Amen. He said, glory to God. He said, I take pleasure in it. Amen. And he said, because, praise God, lest I be exalted above measure, lest I get heady and high-minded, lest I begin to think that I'm somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Only way we're somebody is somebody in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Paul said, I'm struggling in this world. Amen. Struggling physically, struggling mentally. Praise God, in this world. Look at Galatians chapter number 5. Let me just show you some things right quickly. Galatians chapter number 5, number 4. Galatians chapter number 4, verse number 13. Galatians chapter 4, verse number 13, Paul says this. You know how through infirmity of the flesh I preached the gospel unto you at first. Amen. Through the infirmity of the flesh, the weakness and lack of strength. Paul said, I come to you weak. Amen. He said, I come to you trodden. I come to you beat down. I come to you ailing, if you will. He said, I preached the gospel unto you at the first. He said, in my temptation, which was in my flesh, you despised not, nor rejected. He said, you didn't reject because I couldn't see. You didn't reject me because I was repulsive to look at. You didn't reject because I looked like somebody that was diseased. Amen. He said, you didn't reject me. He said, you didn't put me down. You didn't despise me. You didn't reject me. He said, but receive me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Paul said, I didn't make myself big. Praise God. I had the messenger of Satan is buffing me. I wouldn't get heated and high-minded. And I come to you in that manner, in that state. And you received me. Praise God. And you didn't take into notice what I looked like and how I acted. But you took into notice the one I was telling you about. Glory be to God. Amen. Verse 15. Now watch what he says. Where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear ye record that if it had been possible, you would have plucked out your own eyes and have given them to me. Paul said, hey, listen, I come in weakness. I come in infirmities. I come to you the love of Christ. I'm preaching to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And said, praise the Lord. You love me so much. Not because of who I am or what I look like, but because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, if it would have been possible, that you'd have plucked out your own eyes and gave them to me. Amen. They was like, could you imagine when the Galatians saw it and said, man, what a man of God, what a word of God. Well, just think if he could see, praise God, if he didn't have these infirmities, what he could accomplish. Amen. I believe Paul got the... Yeah, I believe Paul got through a lot of these things because people like us, because they saw the feelings of his firmness, they knew his weakness, his lack of strength, but yet they saw him persevering and pressing on just a little farther. See, it don't matter how young we old or old we are. It don't matter the infirmities that we have. We just have to keep pressing on just a little further. People will notice it. People will notice, praise God, when you press on even though you don't feel like it. One of my biggest heroes in this world is my little mother. It is. I mean, she presses on with that old rheumatoid arthritis. She's eat up. She can't even straighten up now. She goes around hunched over all the time, can't straighten her back. Her knees hurt her so bad, she groans every time she gets up. You have to wait for she gets stabilized before she can take off. Praise God, she don't complain. Glory to God. And if you say, Mama, would you like to go? She had said, well, come on. Hey, amen, praise God, she'll grab that walker and head for the door. If you ain't careful, she'll run off and leave you. She's my hero. And Paul said, if it would have been possible, if it was any way possible, said, you'd have plucked out your own eyes and given them unto me. Amen. Bless the Lord. What a blessing. He goes on over in Galatians chapter number 6. And he says this in verse number 10. He says, we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Then he says this. Now watch this, verse number 11. He said, you see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. That's because he couldn't see. He had to write great big block letters like a little youngin' in kindergarten to be able to distinguish what they were. Amen. He said, as many as desire to make a fair show, a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised. Only lest they should suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that you may glory, they may glory in your flesh. He says, but God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. as many as walk according to the rule of peace, the rule of peace be unto them, and mercy and upon the Israel of God. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of the Lord Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Paul said, praise God. He said, listen, he said, through my infirmities, my weakness in my flesh, he said, I write this letter to my own hand. Apparently, Luke wasn't handy. His Emmaus wasn't handy, so he wrote it himself because he felt the urgency to get it out to the Galatians because they're trying to get caught up. They're about to be caught up in this world. But praise God, Paul said, hey, listen, he said, it's not about what you do, but it's about Jesus Christ living in your heart. And said, I want you to see that. Praise God. He said, God forbid that I'd glory save in the cross of Christ Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's the only thing that we have to glory in. He said, I can't glory in my flesh. There's nothing to glory in there. He said, I can't glory in my eyesight because I don't have none. He said, but I can glory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Think about it, church. When you don't seem like you got anything to praise God over, glory, hallelujah, you do. Amen. You got the glory in your soul. You got the Holy Spirit that lives in your life, and you can always praise Him. Amen. You can always go to the throne of grace. Paul said, hey, I ain't got no excuses. He said, I can make all kind of excuses, but praise God, I ain't got no excuses. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord loves me. Amen. He said, I had that messenger Satan. Oh, Satan sent him to buffet me. Praise God. But lest he said, I'd be exalted in measure. Amen. But listen to what Paul does. Paul said, and for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. He said, three times I prayed, said, Lord, please take away this infirmity. Lord, please take away this infirmity. Lord, please. Take, if it be your will, God, take away this infirmity. Amen. Three times he asked God to take away his infirmity. But God, praise God, was reinforcing his power in Paul. And said, he, the Lord, said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Amen. He said, my grace, the grace of God, that unmerited favor of God. He said, Paul, my grace, the unmerited favor of God, is sufficient for you. It's sufficient to meet every need. Don't worry about the flesh. Don't worry about your sight. Don't worry about the things of this world, praise God. Don't worry about the food on your table and the clothes on your back. Son, I've got this. Amen. Isn't that what sufficient means? Sufficient means that there's nothing lacking. It's everything. Praise God. As we see the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, bless His holy name. Come in, folks. Bless your heart. Amen. Praise God. We see the sufficiency of God Almighty as God begins to minister. And Paul begins to get ministered to. And he realized, praise God, that because of God's grace, the unmerited favor, because of that sufficiency that God has promised him, praise God, no matter who he is, no matter where he's at, no matter where, how far down he is, or how high up he is, that God Almighty would still be present, that he would still be sufficient, and that there'd be nothing lacking, that God Almighty would be the God of gods, and the Lord of lords, and the King of kings, and the great I am to whoever come by. Amen. And Paul, in the feeling of his infirmities, the weakness and the lack of strength that he had in his flesh was more than made up for by the power of an almighty God, so he could magnify the Lord. The Lord said on to Paul in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, he said, for my strength is made perfect. My strength. Now listen, he said, my strength. That's the strength of God. Are you hearing me tonight, church? God bless your sweetheart. God says, my strength. Amen. I read over there, Brother Bill, he said that he had all power in heaven and on earth.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. That's all sufficient power.
Yeah.
That's the power that he told Paul, praise God. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. He said, Paul, I have everything that you need now. I have everything that you'll ever need in the future.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Has God changed?
No.
Huh?
No.
God is the same God that He's always been.
Yeah.
God is the same sufficient God. God is the same God of grace that He's always been, always will be, and always has been.
Yeah.
Amen. And He's able to speak to our hearts, praise God, through the portals of glory. No matter where you at, no matter how bad you feel, when you got the deepest molly grubs, praise God, He's able to come down to where you are, love you up in Him loving arms, glory, hallelujah, and give you a peek of paradise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And it just gets better farther on. Paul says, when I'm weak, the Lord said, when you're weak, when you feel the weakest, Paul, I'm there with you. Don't you feel that? See that Paul felt pretty weak when he's writing to him Galatians 4 and his Emmaus wasn't there. Nobody to pin it down for him. He couldn't see good to write what he's doing. And Paul said, Lord, I need your help.
Yeah.
He said, there's a situation come up, Lord. I need to put out some information. Amen. I need to magnify your name. I need to help you. I need you to help me to let your people see you. And Paul said, he told the Galatians, he said, see how large a letter I write with mine own hand. He said, that alone is the grace of God.
Yeah.
The unmerited favor of God's given me this ability to pin it down for you.
Yeah.
That you can see Christ in Him high and lifted up.
Amen.
Amen. To God get the glory. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Amen. And the same God that did it for Paul, the same God can do it for you and for me. Amen. All sufficient in everything. Paul said that God spoke to him and he said, most gladly therefore, will I rather glory in mine infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. Praise God. Brother Jeff, he said, if it takes me being weak and sickly, my eyesight to go, praise God, so be it. To God be the glory. As long as I can feel His presence, as long as the Holy Spirit moves upon me, as long as He brings me along, as long as He gives me help, as long as I have my confidence, as long as I know that He's promised that He'd never leave me nor forsake me, but He'd be there with me all the days of my life, praise God, and He'd help me to be a light in the darkness of this world, and He'd lead me alone so I can bring others along also.
Amen.
Paul said, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
He said, if God said this is the way it is, we've got people in this church that are going through some situations, hard things. Amen. But Paul said, you know what? Even though I go through those hard things, those difficult things, those infirmity even of my flesh, he said, I'm just going to give God the glory.
Amen.
I'm going to keep my focus, praise God. I'm going to keep pressing on.
Yeah.
Most of us would have given up. Paul had those infirmities of his flesh. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten.
Yes, sir.
He was cast out of the city. He was stoned and left for dead. His old buddies came down there to where he was.
Yeah.
After they had stoned him.
Great.
Lord, hallelujah. After they had stoned him and left him for dead, they come down there. I could just see him that's weeping and a crying. Oh, Paul. Lord, we love you, Paul. We're so sorry, Paul. You know what God did? Pray God, He shook old Paul awake.
Yeah.
Old Paul, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. He was already a mangled mess. And them stones couldn't have helped him any. But I can see him as he looked up with them stone bruises and the blood flowing out of him. He said, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. He said, what are you doing? So, oh, Paul, we thought you was dead. He said, to God be the glory.
Yes.
He said, fellas, we got preaching to do.
Amen.
Amen. Said, up, let's be at it.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. Because Paul had the power of God and he had the sufficiency of God, praise God, in his body. Though it's full of infirmities, though he is weak in strength, yet he had power from the Most High God. What's the difference between Paul and me and you? Help me now. What is the difference between Paul and me and you? The same grace for Paul is the same grace that we have. It's grace from the Lord, and it's sufficient for the need. And we ought to just praise God and press on. Amen. Ain't nowhere to quit. There's nowhere to stop. There's nowhere to look back. Praise God. We ought to press on for the cause of Christ. See, said Paul said, I glory in my infirmities. You know what happens when we start glorying in our infirmities? I told somebody a while ago, I got up yesterday and my left hip was so sore I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
Last night I couldn't sleep. I tossed her all night. I thought, my goodness, that thing's done gone bad on me. It just been in there for almost 4 months to the day.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, if something's going on, I need you to touch me. Boy, just like he turned a light on my head. He said, son, you had total hip replacement 4 months ago. Amen. The Friday morning, you was throwing hay into a barn loft after climbing up 3 steps to do it. No wonder you'd be hurting if you had a good hip.
Amen.
God be the glory. I'm glad I can praise God. And it's because of Him. The feelings of my infirmities is nothing compared to the grace of God.
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I've just almost been rebuilt. Amen. I lack one hip and one knee, and I'll be a new man. Thank God for the filling of my infirmities.
Amen.
Because God has been there. God has helped me. God has still ministered to me. God still, praise His holy name. Somebody jump up and take a spell. He's still running through, tiptoeing through my spirit and giving me help every day.
Right.
I thank you, praise God. Amen. Worthy is the Lamb of His praise and His exhortation, praise God. Amen. Still comes to where I am. Amen. When them aches and pains get to bothering me, He allows me to come and preach.
Yeah. That'll work.
When I preach, I don't feel nothing.
Nothing.
Amen. All my pains go away.
Yeah.
Praise God. The infirmities and the afflictions are gone.
Right,
amen. I went down to the radio station one time years ago and I had laryngitis. I couldn't even say Sue if the hogs was eating me. And the radio guy down there, DJ, he asked Teresa, how in the world is he going to preach? Teresa looked at him and it's Kevin. And she looked at him and he said, with the help of the Lord is all I know.
That's right.
Amen. We got in that little old radio station, Marshall. I opened my Bible and I didn't really do an introduction or anything or just say thanks for being. I just began to read the scripture, and after about a half a verse, my voice come to me. Praise God, I read the rest of the text and I magnified Jesus and I lifted up the Lord of heaven. Praise God, because His power, His grace is sufficient to meet every need. And He preached us like a wild man. And when I got done, I said, pray, and I said, amen. Walked around the corner to Kevin and I couldn't say a word. Amen. But God be the glory. Teresa was happy. Amen. Praise God, because God's grace is sufficient to meet the need. What are you saying tonight, preacher, Pastor Jeff? Praise God, we are without excuse. There's no excuses, amen. Just because of infirmities, just because of weakness, just because of a lack of strength, we are to praise God anyway.
Amen.
When we begin to praise God and we begin to give Him glories, even in our afflictions, God begins to bless us beyond those afflictions. Amen. You come out of there, praise God, with a shout, praising and giving God glory.
Yes.
That He delivered again. How many times in that church has God delivered you? How many times have you went through the, the drudgery of this life and sickness and ailments, and God Almighty showed up again. How many times, Mama, have you been there in the middle of the night and those young'uns are sick and they was running a fever and no doctors was open. You didn't want to run them to the hospital, but you called on God. Well, glory, you called on Dr. Jesus and you said, Lord God, I put them in. Well, praise God. He said, I put them in your hands when they was little bitty babies. I had them, but I give them back to you. Lord, there's yours and they need some help. And the great physician swooped through that place. You check that temperature one more time, and it was just barely above normal. And the temperature had been 103, 104, and it was I pray God you had done made ice packs and everything else, and nothing was working, but you called on Jesus. Amen. His grace is sufficient. Amen. His grace is sufficient in our firmness when we're weak, when it seems like we're powerless. He never is. Amen. He never is. Ain't you glad God don't ever lose His power? Yeah. Amen. He's not. He don't wonder. He don't worry. He knows exactly what you need every moment, every second of every day. He knows. Amen. Sometimes He's just waiting on us to ask. Sometimes He's just wanting us to come unto Him and say, Abba, Father, please. Amen. So, yeah. I know you needed that. Well, no, if you want me to help you.
Yeah.
Amen. He wants to know. He wants us to communicate Him. He wants us to acknowledge Him. He wants us to realize and recognize, praise God, that we need Him. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
But He said, hey, when you need me, He told so Paul, He said, my grace is sufficient for you.
Yeah.
Amen. In your infirmities, when you lack strength, praise God. Paul would go on and he said that in the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Yeah.
He said, I'll glory in my infirmities. He said, I'm just going to praise God and give Him glory in my infirmities. When I feel weak, praise God. When I feel like I need help. When I feel like I'm lower than a snail's belly. Praise God, I'm just going to trust the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Boy, His blessings are rich, ain't they?
Yes.
Amen. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. Now listen to me. Paul said, I'm not going to trust God to come upon me every now and then. Amen. He said, I'm not going to just go with God every now and then because God is going with me all the time.
Yes.
God knows exactly where I'm at all phases. And He's always there to help me. He's always ministering to me. Have you ever wondered why you make it through things that you make it through? And you get on the other side and you come to yourself like that crazy man down there that's feeding the hogs. Amen. You come to himself, come to his senses, and he throw down his pail. He throw down his pail and jumped around and headed off to the house.
Yeah.
Amen. Realized, praise God, that he didn't have to go to hell. And because there's a God that loved him. There was a heavenly Father. There was a Father back there that loved him. There was a Father with a household, praise God, that had everything that he would need. Amen. We see how it plays out, praise God. Because God, He said He would rest upon me. He said that presence of God is ever present. Said it's there all the time. Amen. I'm glad it ain't like the New Testament. I mean, the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit would come upon them and then it would leave.
Yeah.
He would come upon them and then it would leave. Man, I'm great. Praise God. I'm glad we got a comforter today, Brother Bill. Amen. A comfort. Jesus said, I'll pray to the Father. He'll send you another comfort, a consoler, one that'll live inside you, one that'll abide in you. He'll take up his housekeeping, praise God. He'll come in, he'll kick off his shoes and take up his abode.
That's right.
Amen. I don't understand all that. Of course, it's God. Amen. It's bigger than we are.
Yes.
But Paul said that the power of Christ may rest upon me. He said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Amen. But then he says this. He said, for when I am weak.
Yeah.
You know, we need to realize when we are weak. Amen. He said, Pastor Jeff, when are we weak? We're weak when we start drifting away from the Lord.
Yeah.
Come on. Amen. We are weak. We get weak in a hurry when we start drifting away from the Lord. Amen. It's better to stay up close to and nigh to the Lord so that He can draw nigh to you. Amen. Amen. He said He would. Praise God. He said if we would just submit ourselves to God, James said, and resist the devil.
Yeah.
Put up a resistance. He said the devil will flee from you. He said then we draw nigh to the Lord.
Yeah.
And we just keep drawing nigh to the Lord.
Right.
And we keep getting a little closer to the Lord.
Right.
That's what Christianity is about. It's about walking with Christ. It's about getting closer to Him every day.
Yeah.
A little closer. A relationship. Amen. Sometimes I wonder about us, church. Amen. If you say, well, how I love Jesus. If you said, oh, how I love my wife. Amen. And I left out for work one morning. And I didn't show up for about 6 months. She would begin to wonder about that. Amen. And when we got married, I didn't tell her. I told her I loved her. And I didn't tell her, say, honey, said, if I change my mind, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
Amen. But what I do, I show her. I show her every day.
Yeah.
And because every day I show up. Amen. Every day I hug her. Every day I tell her that I love her. Amen. Praise God. That's what we got to do with the Lord, praise God, because He's been so good to us. Paul said, even though we go through these things, praise God, even though we have weaknesses, we just got to draw nigh to Him so He can draw nigh to us and give us the strength that you and I need every day. Strength from on high. Because Paul said, he said, when I am weak. Now listen to this, I love this. He said, then am I strong.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, I realize when I'm weak, when I'm not able, when I'm frail, when I'm struggling, praise God, to get to where I need to be, where I'd like to be, where I want to be. He said, that's when the Lord is the strongest. Amen. When my infirmities are upon me, praise God, when I need just a touch from on high, He said, that's when God swoops down, praise God, and He fills me, amen, with His Spirit.
Yes.
Paul said, they're surrounding me. They're berating me, they're putting me down, they're reproaching me. Amen. He said they're beating down, they're persecuting me, and they're disallowing me. Amen. But then Paul says, I just open my mouth, and God Almighty takes over.
Hey.
Amen. And they see the power of the Most High God, not in the flesh of a man, but they see it in the power of the Spirit of God Almighty.
Yes.
Amen. See, Paul said, because of that, I not only preach it, he said, but I live it. Amen. Praise God. He said, I preach it, but he said, I also live it. Praise God. He said, because of the power that's in me. He said, when I'm weak, he said, that's when I'm strong. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, in closing, Paul said this. Amen. Paul said this in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 9. He said, I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. That I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters. See, Paul, that's how Paul corresponded with the church. He wrote them letters. But now listen to this, verse number 10. He said, for his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful. But his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. That's what they said about Paul. Amen?
Amen.
He said his letters. He said they say they're weighty, they're powerful. Amen. But he said his body's presence is weak and his speech is contemptible. Look what he says in verse number 11. I like this. This is to live by. He said, let such an one think this, that, such as we are in word by letters, when we are absent, now watch this, such will we be also indeed when we are present. Amen. Paul said, praise God, that I preach to you is that I live by the glory of God. Because when I'm weak, he said, that's when I'm strong. Amen. And the power of an almighty God ministers to my heart that I can minister to you.
Amen.
They said, man, his letters, the writings are powerful, but his body's weak. His presence, his speech is contemptible. Amen. He said, I can just see him telling us. I said, fellas, that's okay. He said, Luke, that's okay. I mean, Luke, maybe old Luke was getting ready to go off on him. He said, you talk about my boss like that, I'll wear you out. Amen.
Amen.
He's come here to preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. So don't you talk. Paul says, just let go. Said, let them go ahead and think what they will. Amen. Let them read the letters. And then when we get there, praise God, they'll see in our lives, praise God, in our Christianity, in our Christ-likeness, praise God, that we are what we preach. Because we love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Paul said, praise God, because I am who I am by the grace of God. He said, I'll continue on, church. He said, we can continue on, church, with no excuses. Amen. If there's ever been a person, a man that would have an excuse to quit, amen, it would have been Paul, the Apostle Paul. But I want to tell you tonight, young, we don't have no excuse. No excuse, praise God, because the power of God, the same power of God that was in Paul was the same power of God that ought to be in me and you. I mean, the same Spirit of God that spoke to him is the same Spirit of God that wants to speak to us tonight. That wants to give us help. If we'll just read and study His Word, pray God to hide it in our hearts that we might not sin against God. So that God Almighty can minister to us even in the hours of our infirmities. Amen.